For KUNM, I'm Megan Kamrick. Tax subsidies are often used as a kind of sweet carrot to incentivize developers to invest in abandoned or run-down parts of cities, bringing resources where they wouldn't go otherwise. But critics of Santa Lena, a proposed 22-square-mile housing development west of Albuquerque, say these subsidies shouldn't be used for sprawling new suburban communities. KUNM's Victoria Edwards reports.
Albuquerque urban developer Robert Dixon has a passion for using public money to develop areas inside Albuquerque's city limits instead of on the outskirts, which is why he's taking me to the old Albuquerque High School near downtown. Without public money, he says, the buildings would still be run-down ruins instead of what they are today, elegant brown brick condominiums.
The Albuquerque High itself was five high school buildings that had been closed down for 27 years and were boarded up and had chain link fence and concertina wire around them.
Dixon says the public invested $12 million into the high school's renovations. The project attracted new businesses to the once abandoned area and generated new revenue as a result. So the city is getting some of those dollars back.
Albuquerque High paid no property taxes for its entire existence. Now it's a private development. It pays property taxes.
The project worked, Dixon says, because it's infill development. Sewer systems and roads were already there, so the infrastructure cost was very low. On the Santa Lena site, on the West Mesa of Albuquerque, there's no infrastructure, so developers are applying for public subsidies from the state and county. They're called Tax Increment Development Districts, or TIDs, and they allow the developer to be reimbursed for the money they spend building roads, sewers, sidewalks, and parks. With TIDs, they'd share a portion of the new tax revenue they expect to create through construction costs and selling houses. But economist Kelly O'Donnell says TIDs were originally intended to incentivize projects in areas that developers wouldn't touch.
It has historically been used to revitalize neighborhoods that had been decimated by flight to the suburbs.
But in 2006, developers of Mesa del Sol, a massive housing development similar in size and scope to Santa Lena, lobbied the state legislature hard so TIDs could also be used for brand new construction outside of cities. Lawmakers went for it and broadened the meaning of what TIDs were meant to do.
We're no longer attempting to rehabilitate the urban core. We're going to use a tool created for urban restoration to subsidize suburban sprawl.
O'Donnell says that meant people and businesses in other parts of Bernalillo County could move into the new and shiny development, and a sizable chunk of their taxes would go to developers instead of to the county to pay for things like emergency services and policing.
But unless you can really articulate a vision that is something other than what we already have all over the West Side, then you're not adding value. You're simply transferring value.
The Mid-Region Council of Governments projects that Bernalillo County will have more than 300,000 new people by 2040. But O'Donnell says forecasts are just that. In 40 years, it's too long to project into the future. And no matter how many people move here, those people are still going to need jobs. Greg LaRoy says Santa Lena has no strategy in place to create them. He's the head of the think tank Good Jobs First. Without that plan in place, he says, it's hard to forecast any added demand for housing or to argue that Santa Lena is really creating anything new in the metro area.
First, people have to have a paycheck. And if they have a paycheck, they can afford a mortgage.
LaRoy says the best use for a TID as a subsidy is to fill a community need, one that wouldn't be profitable otherwise.
We think it would be entirely appropriate to use incentives to bring grocery stores to food deserts, because that's something that should happen and isn't happening and won't happen in most cases until public dollars reduce private risk.
But LaRoy simply doesn't see a community need for Santa Lena. And Robert Dixon, the developer who worked on the Albuquerque High project, he says there was a community need for his project. But he says using public money to incentivize Santa Lena just doesn't add up.
Will it produce the property taxes and the gross receipts taxes from out there on the West Mesa to compare with the returns that we could get from small urban sites? My feeling is definitely no.
At the end of the day, Dixon says investing public money in Santa Lena would be a terrible idea. For KUNM, I'm Victoria Edwards.